WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Picking up the pieces in Mississippi after a deadly EF4 tornado tore through on Friday, leveling homes and leaving more than two dozen dead. ABC's Whit Johnson is in hard-hit Rolling Fork.
We spoke with the mayor as well, who said that the town is nearly a total loss. There are still a few buildings left standing, but the ones that are so damaged, they're uninhabitable. And so this is a community that's really just starting to take in the weight and gravity of what's happening and looking forward to how they're going to rebuild.
President Biden has signed an emergency declaration to provide federal assistance. Mounting opposition to Israel Prime Minister Netanyahu's plan to overhaul his country's judiciary. The country's ceremonial president has now called for Netanyahu to back down amid weeks of protests that have only continued to grow. Ukraine calling for an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council after Russia announced it'll store tactical nuclear weapons in neighboring Belarus. This is ABC News. Elon Musk has even admitted to overpaying for Twitter when he acquired the social media platform last year. Now we're getting a sense of how much he overpaid.
Twitter employees will reportedly receive stock grants based on a $20 billion valuation of the company. That amounts to less than half the $44 billion Musk bought it for back in October. It comes after Musk brought about a number of major changes to the platform, including a revamp of its subscription service, Twitter Blue, and a general amnesty policy that reinstituted several previously banned accounts. Twitter has also lost several major advertisers. Company revenue was down 40% year over year in December. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
A U.S. aircraft carrier and its battle group have begun military exercises with South Korea hours after North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles into the sea. Japan warning North Korea may ramp up weapons tests as it responds to what it sees as a provocation by the U.S. and South Korea. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at LLS.org.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, "We're gonna amputate your leg." I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood, replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, Go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Picking up the pieces in Mississippi after a deadly EF4 tornado tore through on Friday, leveling homes and leaving more than two dozen dead. ABC's Whit Johnson is in hard-hit Rolling Fork.
We spoke with the mayor as well, who said that the town is nearly a total loss. There are still a few buildings left standing, but the ones that are so damaged, they're uninhabitable. And so this is a community that's really just starting to take in the weight and gravity of what's happening, and looking forward to how they're going to rebuild.
President Biden has signed an emergency declaration to provide federal assistance. Mounting opposition to Israel Prime Minister Netanyahu's plan to overhaul his country's judiciary. The country's ceremonial president has now called for Netanyahu to back down amid weeks of protests that have only continued to grow. Ukraine calling for an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council after Russia announced it'll store tactical nuclear weapons in neighboring Belarus. This is ABC News. Elon Musk has even admitted to overpaying for Twitter when he acquired the social media platform last year. Now we're getting a sense of how much he overpaid.
Twitter employees will reportedly receive stock grants based on a $20 billion valuation of the company. That amounts to less than half the $44 billion Musk bought it for back in October. It comes after Musk brought about a number of major changes to the platform, including a revamp of its subscription service, Twitter Blue, and a general amnesty policy that reinstituted several previously banned accounts. Twitter has also lost several major advertisers. Company revenue was down 40% year over year in December. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
A U.S. aircraft carrier and its battle group have begun military exercises with South Korea hours after North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles into the sea. Japan warning North Korea may ramp up weapons tests as it responds to what it sees as a provocation by the U.S. and South Korea. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at lls.org.
Dear Hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, we're gonna amputate your leg. I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood, replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
do it. Because sometimes after the show, I have doctor's appointments or something to do. So I feel like yesterday's show, like they're up there, but I got to go actually write.
And fluff them up a little bit.
All the things. And so, but today was really, really fun. I'm trying to get more information just to make sure I have everything correct. Because big news on Monday, March 27th.
Yes.
So this coming Monday. Cripes Cast, which airs on
Saturdays and Sundays,
Charlie Behrens, they are going to do a live recording at Comedy on State in Madison. It is going to be, obviously, Charlie Behrens. He is going to be interviewing Mike Wagner, who's been on this show before. He's a UW-Madison professor of communications, journalism, politics.
Yeah.
Super interesting, fun guy. And they are... So that's going to be live on Monday, and tickets are already on sale.
The show is Monday.
The show is this Monday,
okay.
So you have to be 18 to attend, but tickets are on sale now. We will, again, put the tickets in the show notes, but students are $10, VIP is $50, and general admission is $25, but it's going to be live. You can go see it in person. It's a get out the vote. It's a nonpartisan get out the vote event. And tomorrow, we have two pairs of tickets to give away.
Of these highly desirable, much sought after tickets.
Tickets. And so you'll have to tune back in tomorrow when we'll do the giveaway. I'm sure there'll be some version of calling in. Maybe we'll play a game.
You may have to sing.
I might have to sing again.
Good heavens, not you.
Come on, I sang Kermit at the beginning of the hour, and I was the beginning of the show, and I was fine. I sounded as good as Kermit did.
Yes, of course you did.
You sing, then. You're the one who actually can carry it, too.
The one thing, too, about this Charlie Behrens show is the proceeds are going to Boys and Girls Clubs of Dane County, I believe.
Yeah, which is great. It's not just us making money.
Right. No, it's not. It is not. It's for a good,
worthy
cause. Charlie does a lot of giving back.
He does. He really does. And so I don't know. I don't think I will be making it to Madison on a school night. But
for us, that's kind of tough.
There will be a lot of other civic media folks, I'm sure, that it's easier. They either live in Madison or it's easier for them to get to Madison and be there. But
And now our new headquarters, which is underway,
is right above
Comedy Club.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll put in more information if you want to go buy tickets to this event on Monday. We'll put that in today's show notes. I'll probably also be sharing it across social media, which if you don't follow us on social media yet, we're at As Goes Wisconsin on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. I think that's it. I think that's pretty much everything.
I would hope there can't possibly be more.
I mean, there are, I guess you could be on... What else is there to be on these days? I guess there's all the things that popped up as competitors to Twitter, which I haven't heard any of them really.
Yeah, I don't think any
pulling
of those
ahead
are,
yet.
Yeah, I don't think that many of those are going anywhere.
I'm waiting to see if there's anything that tries to. And we're also on YouTube. If you want to watch, every day we have the live stream on YouTube along with Facebook, and I post some of the shorts there and stuff. But that's probably where we'll also start posting the individual interviews, if you'd like to watch them instead of listen to them. But I'm trying to think. The TikTok CEO testified today.
Yeah, I know.
He made a video on TikTok. I'm sure the algorithm pushed it out aggressively. But I saw it. That man, he's Chinese, and you can tell English is his second language, although his English is very good. But watching his video, and he was, you know, trying to explain what's happening, and he was asking for, like, he was saying, he's like, there's 150 million Americans who use TikTok, and was asking people to tell him, what do you want me to tell, like, how you use it, and what it means to you, and why you don't want it to go away. And I watched it, and I was like, man, this guy has more charisma in his pinky toe than Mark Zuckerberg has in his entire 40 years of living.
Is that a high bar?
It's not, but it's like the amount of times we've ever seen Mark Zuckerberg try to do like address the public, and he just is such a robot. And this guy was charismatic. And I don't know, this is the first time I've ever heard him say anything was on this TikTok, but, you know, and in the same conversation, because I think I've been very honest of what that app, with it's flawed, for sure. And I mean, I'm not sure it's spying on you more than any other technology is spying on you, but I saw a testimony is probably too strong of a word, but I saw a guy talking about the power of community that can be created on TikTok, because he's a math teacher. And wow. He was like, I was on winter break. He's like, because I love teaching people math. And so I joined TikTok. I think he said he may have been as soon as like December 2022. Maybe it was December 2021. He's like, I joined this just to talk about math and like teach people math. And now he's 250,000 followers. And he's like, I've connected with other people who love math all over the world. And I've seen him before answer someone's math question. And he goes, this doesn't exist on Instagram. This doesn't exist on YouTube.
That kind of engagement.
And that is what I always said with my success on the app, is that there is something about that algorithm that the content you put out, it finds you your people. And even, I mean, I posted that video about Waukesha this morning. And in 3 hours, I posted it basically right before we were on air. It's got 24,000 people who've watched it.
Wow.
And that's just simply, it was a 15-second video just giving people information about what happened in Waukesha. And it's found people, right? It found the people who care about this issue and might maybe do something about it. And so I do hope it goes well for him today. And we'll see, because I think it is much more political than an actual threat of why this is all happening for TikTok. And I don't know. I don't know if something will be able to create to fill the vacuum that it would create if that app went away. But anyways, that will do it for us today. Stick around for Dueling Tangents with Luke Mathers. He has Representative Clinton Anderson joining at 2:30 to talk about open records. And on the Chad Holmes Show, he's talking to WAOW TV news anchor Brad Hansen. And in the second hour, he's discussing and have sound from the event highlights of the 13th anniversary of the Affordable Care Act.
Oh, man.
So stick around for both of those shows, either one, both at the same time. Otherwise, come back tomorrow at 11 a.m. when we'll do this all again and round out the week. Talk to you then. I'm coming out tonight. I'm coming out tonight.
You are never far.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.